Hey ladies, it's Thursday, and so you know what that means. It's time for your business coaching call. Sorry to disappoint you. There is no guest today. It's just me. It's just Natasha. And we're going to be talking about starting a business. Now, I know some of you are already underway and your startup is already rocking and rolling, but this call today is for women who have a business idea and don't really know how to get started. You might have thought of something amazing in the shower. It's something that you're passionate about. Maybe you talk about it all the time. Or there are some of us who we don't tell anybody else about our idea, not because we're worried that they'll steal it, but because we're embarrassed or nervous to actually own it and say out loud that, hey, I have a business idea. I want to own my own business. This is what I want to do. It takes courage to be able to say that not only out loud to yourself, but to other people. And so sometimes we hold that need and that desire to our chest so that we don't have to risk feeling embarrassed or have somebody speak ill of our idea or our skills, you know, whether they think that we're qualified or not to execute on whatever our idea is. And so today, I just wanted to give you the bare knuckles truth about, hey, I have an idea for a business. How the hell do I really get started? No BS, just simply, how do I take my idea and bring it to fruition? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So think about this. Thinking up a brilliant idea and putting it into action are two very, very different things, no matter what anyone tells you. One takes little effort and the other takes some serious elbow grease. I'm here to tell you today that it isn't impossible. Okay? If anything at Lioness, if you go to lionessmagazine.com, if it tells you anything, it should tell you that launching your own business is possible. So take a deep breath, and today that's what we're going to talk about. Here's what you need to know to turn your idea for a business into a reality. Get your resources together. First things first, what is your business idea? What industry is it in? What are those current industry trends? Could you answer any of those questions right now? Seriously. Before you launch a business, you're going to need to do some research. Find out what it takes to get your idea rolling. And what it takes means things like costs, supplies, materials, and any local, regional, or national trends. The reason that that is important, and we're not talking about 1994 building a business, going, you know, and writing a full business plan, which is basically just a bunch of bullshit guessing. When it comes to launching a business and trends, you could have heard or read about something that is killing it in California, but you live in Kentucky. Just because it's killing it in California doesn't mean it's going to kill it in your area. Now, it could, because if it's something so unique and so innovative that, you know, the people in your city or town hasn't heard about it, but now that they know about it because you're bringing it to the area, they love it, that's great. But also, there are other factors that come into play. Income brackets in your local area, demographics, those type of things. And so it's important to know the demographics of the people that you intend to serve. You know, where do they live, whether it's an online business or it's an actual brick and mortar. What are their annual incomes, that kind of thing. Because you want to know who the hell is going to be buying this stuff and if they have the money to even afford it. So those things are very, very important. And after you've conducted some research, find people familiar with your business and talk to them. For example, if you want to open a killer boutique, talk to people who have a shop in the area you're eyeing. So you want to have a business on Main Street? Talk to other people who currently have a business on Main Street. It doesn't mean that they are selling the exact same thing that you plan to. But you want to know things like, what's foot traffic look like on certain days? What types of residents live and professionals work around that particular area? What are rent costs, utilities? What type of cash register systems are they using? Are they outdated? Are they pieces that are innovative? You get the idea. no one knows better the foot traffic and those type of things better than the people who are currently having businesses. Now, is it important if you're opening a brick and mortar to talk to maybe people in the economic and the business development department of the city? Yes. But you also have to remember, those people are going to tell you the most positive things you want to hear because it's their job to bring businesses to particular locations. So make sure you're talking to people who actually have storefronts if you're opening a brick and mortar. If it's an online business, talk to people who have similar online businesses, people who won't be direct competitors, who will speak to you openly, maybe about some of their marketing strategies and needs and whether they're able to sell better on social or through Google advertising, just some of those things to kind of get your appetite wet and let you know things that you should be thinking about and things that should definitely be on your radar. But then, okay, you want to chat with people. We're going to stick with the same boutiques example. You would want to chat with people who own boutiques to find out their hits and misses. So talk to manufacturers who supply clothes, people who work in sales, those with window display experience. You want to get an idea of what works, what doesn't, and what you'll be up against. Now, I think sometimes so many of us overlook the minute details. We'll stick again with that example of selling a boutique, whether it's online or a brick and mortar. We think, okay, I know where I want to get my clothes from because these people produce fashions that are really current and really trendy. We think of all those things. Okay, we're going to get a location. I know how I want to decorate it. But you may not be thinking about things like window displays. Do you know anything about that? Do you know that there are some people who that is solely their job, that they make a living at that because it's actually a skill? You might find out things like, hey, having this many dressing rooms available makes a big difference. I mean, just little minute details. So it makes sense to speak to people who maybe they've been in retail for a really long time. If your business is in, I don't know, digital healthcare, talking to other startups who successfully made that transition from startup to sustainable business, to ask them some of the things that went right and some of the things that went way left so that you get a full rounded idea of what to expect. Now, don't forget, the best learning is on the job learning. You're going to learn more through failures and wins than anything else, but it gives you an idea of what you're up against. Because sometimes we don't talk to people, we keep our idea to ourselves, and we begin to develop this flowery, positive outlook on what we're going to do, how we're going to rock it and change the world. Everything's going to be so dope. It's going to be amazing. And then we have a fail, and we run away with our tail between our legs, and we either give up or we never really learn how to overcome whatever that failure is. So it's important to talk to other people to know what to expect so that you can have a realistic outlook on business and what's coming your way. Okay, now, if you have a pen and paper handy, this is for you. If you don't, I'm going to give you a second to get one. These are just a couple quick things for you to jot down for some places that you should check out when it comes to resources. Depending on the type of business you have. Okay, what's the difference between a business and a startup? We have whole separate information online about that. But when it comes to launching a high growth startup in a traditional business, in the early onset, you're going to have some differences when it comes to formation. Now, one is the business model canvas. It's basically like a blueprint for your business. You outline your customer pains, your solutions to solve those pains, how you're going to generate revenue, etc., etc. If you go to lionessmagazine.com and you put in our search engine business model canvas, you will actually get a couple of articles that give you step-by-step examples on how to create one for yourself. But two, if you are launching a traditional business where you know you are going to need a bank loan, well, then you do have to write a business plan because you'll be asking for traditional lending from an institution, and they are not hip enough where you could get by on a business model canvas. If you're launching a high growth startup, you can get by on a business model canvas because it helps you lay out your foundational things, and then later you will go through and really think about, okay, what are going to be my funding mechanisms and that sort of thing. So again, one, jot that down. If you're launching a high growth startup, you need to get yourself a business model canvas and fill it out. If you're launching a traditional business, you do need to get yourself a business plan. But I will say this to those who are launching traditional businesses. Now, you need that business plan in order to get your funding, but I highly recommend that you still go complete yourself a business model canvas, because the way that business is done today has changed dramatically, and the business model canvas will help you flush that out. Sometimes business plans, when you're launching a high growth startup, you try to write a business plan, you're wasting time. You could be executing on your business. But again, if you're launching something that's traditional and you know you're going to need a bank loan, get yourself a business plan, but also complete a business model canvas. Okay? If you are the person who is going the traditional business route, you do want to stop by a SCORE to get yourself the most up-to-date business plan writing guides, templates, that sort of thing. I know we have a couple bouncing around, lionessmagazine.com, that you can find. You also, if you are like me and you like to do things online, if you don't want to actually walk to your local SCORE or SBA, you can find a lot of those documents right online. It might be sba.gov is a place to go check for those templates and that sort of thing. Two, you also need to check your local startup / entrepreneur groups and communities for networking and training. One thing I love about entrepreneurs is that we help each other. I mentioned at the Lean Startup Conference in San Francisco a couple years ago, one of my favorite things was everybody walked around asking, how can I help you? Not the opposite way around. How can I help you? And so as a person who's looking to launch a startup, it is the best thing that you will ever do, finding yourself a solid group of entrepreneurs who you can share ideas with, you can vent with, you can just talk to, and they know what the heck you're talking about and what you're going through. There's something to be said for having friends who are in business, period. But again, there's a difference between a startup and a traditional business. And if you're a startup, you definitely need other startup people in your corner. So whether it's a local networking group for entrepreneurs, whether it's an accelerator program, go find your tribe and stick with them. The next thing you're going to have in your resource tools is if you can find yourself a really kick-ass group of women who can help you stay focused, who can, more importantly, what I always like to say, pull me up to the next level. That's really important. It's great to have your regular girlfriends, the kind who know your favorite toothpaste and that you can't wait to watch your favorite episode of Scandal. Those girlfriends are important. But when it comes to your professional life, it is really, really, I can't even stress it enough, important to have a few women who you know are absolutely freaking killing it in their industry or their business, who hold you to a higher level of yourself. And those are women that you can call on for advice or inspiration, who aren't there for playtime, who are really there for game time, who you could call and say, hey, I was wondering about this. What do you think? And so sometimes you get those because you can sign up for official mentoring or coaching relationships like we offer here at lionessmagazine.com. Also at Lioness, we also offer our free membership group. If you're listening to this call, you're a member of it. Go in that Unleash group and freaking talk to each other. You guys are all experts in killing it in some way or another. And it's so important. That is why we launched that Facebook group, so that you can have sisters who you can talk to and say, hey, this is what I'm going through today, whether it's awesome or a problem, and that we can really help one another. So that is really important to make sure that you have that. If you're not participating and partaking in that here at Lioness, which I still strongly encourage you to, go find one or two on your own. Everybody should always have at least two mentors. I always recommend that every person keep a mentor, two, a male and a female, because women and men, as you know, we all share different perspectives. And so you usually, when you have a problem, because I always keep a male and a female in my corner, they'll both give you really good advice, but they always send me home with extra to think about, because the man might tell me something and look at it from a different perspective than my female mentor. So keep that in mind. Also, check with, I feel like this is a big untapped resource, so make sure you write this down. Check with your local universities and colleges, because many of them offer free business clinics and classes. So many community colleges to four-year universities offer sometimes free business classes or courses or in-depth workshops per semester that can really help a professional flesh out whatever their problem is, whether it's marketing or revenue-based, if you're not really sure how to build a budget and execute one. Some of these local universities are just so untapped. So many of them have clinics and professionals who actually volunteer their time at that university, who are there to help members of the local business community. And you won't believe how many people do not go in. You know, Dawn and I here at Lioness, we have a really, really great working relationship with Western New England University. We have a really strong editorial internship with them. But we have, I mean, tapped into the free legal offerings that they have. We have actually hosted some of our own Lioness workshops there that members of the business community have gone to. I mean, just so many things have been done with these local universities that it's unbelievable. So make sure that you check with your local community colleges and see what they offer. The next thing that you want to do too is schedule conversations with accredited companies who give small loans to startups so that you can create a checklist of what you'll need to have if you consider funding down the line. There are a variety of programs that work with first-time business owners and those with not so great credit. There are also a zillion articles online, including obviously at lionessmagazine.com, that talk about what you should keep in mind if you intend on pursuing venture capital. So you can go to our website and in the search engine plugin, pitching, venture capital, raising funding, crowdfunding, you're gonna get tons of articles that tell you how to do stuff. You should have those things on your radar, because we know as business owners, when you want to launch a business and actually take your idea to the next level, the first thing you're going to need is money. You're going to need money to do it, whether it's coming from your savings, whether you have a side hustle that you're feeding the money into to pay for your supplies and stuff. Whatever it is, either way, you're going to need some type of money. And so if you're going to go to the venture capital route and get money from investors, you're going to need to have your ducks in a row in a particular way. If you're going to get money from traditional lending institutions, there's also things that you're going to have. So keep that in mind. Also, you know, sometimes as solopreneurs, when we're first launching, a lot of that money is coming out of our own pockets. If you're a person who doesn't have great credit, you may feel like, oh my God, I'll never be able to raise money because who's going to give me money if my credit score is not that good? Well, it's 2017 and there's so many different routes when it comes to raising money. Crowdfunding and just so many other options are available. So don't think that having a bad credit score can deter you from having a business. But what I will say is, in the process, rebuild your credit score. We also have information at lionessmagazine.com on ways that you can do that. But there are ways that you can still get your money if you're a person that doesn't have great credit, or if you're a person who's going to need to seek alternative routes of raising capital. So do not be deterred. And also, what I always tell people to keep in mind is there are entrepreneurs who make tons of money, who have filed bankruptcy and have come back and launched other new enterprises, right? So don't think for a second that credit or lack of funds can dampen your desire to run a business. But do keep in mind that you will need money, and having poor credit or a lack of funds means that you're going to really need to get creative, and you're really going to need to have your shit together in order for other people to give you money. Whether that's through crowdfunding or whatever means you do, you still need to have a really tight business model canvas together. Okay, so keep that in mind. The other thing that I recommend that you do if you are a person who wants to launch a business and are trying to figure it all out is to read your butt off. There is a ton of information out there for people just like you. In fact, you can get lost in opinions. There's so much stuff. So what you're going to want to do is narrow down a few sources that you trust and invest time in studying what it takes to launch your particular business from start to finish. People write books every day, so please believe there is a book out there for whatever it is you need. Okay, it's very important that you take and find advice from people who have already done what you are trying to do. Consuming advice from professionals in other industries is okay, but not the right strategy for getting concrete examples. Yes, I know we like to think that we are about to do something that has never been done, yada, yada, yada. But believe me, it has been done in some shape or form. On one level or another, someone somewhere has been exactly where you are, and it is your job to find them. Whether it means that you're able to look them up and contact them and ask them, hey, I have this really kick-ass idea. I love you. I love your work. I'm just asking for 5 freaking minutes of your time to pick their brain. Or if they are a person who has monumental success, I'm pretty sure you could find their tips in magazine articles where they've been interviewed, or a good number of them have probably already written books. So read them. All right, on to the next thing. When it comes to launching your business idea, get your idea down on paper. I can't say that enough. Writing your ideas down helps you find loopholes quickly. You'll be able to decipher what you don't know and what you do. Writing a business plan can easily be a deterrent when starting out. I was telling you this a couple minutes ago. However, there are a few things that you need to get down just to see what's viable. And those things, if you still have your pen handy, the things you must get down in writing. 1, your mission. 2, your startup costs. And 3, your revenue model. Now, the revenue model piece, if you fill out that business model canvas that I told you about, you can start to kind of get that together. As you get those things down, you can go back and develop a marketing strategy, operations plans, and more. Don't rush with coming up with the brand. You know, I think that is like the number one thing that we all do. What am I going to call this thing? What am I going to name? Listen, Sarah Blakely, who you guys know I talk about all the time, when she finally found a manufacturer who was going to make her a few samples of her Spanx product, it wasn't called Spanx. It didn't even have a name. I was watching an interview of her and she said, hey, later I was, you know, capturing different names. She had them written down, she said, in all over her apartments, on notes, on the back of rental car receipts, all this stuff. But she was having a prototype of her product made and she didn't have a name yet. And I've talked to so many entrepreneurs who they're like, oh my God, I have this really cool name. I'm going to trademark it. I'm going to get my website URL, all this other fancy, flashy stuff. When you don't have a real product yet, worry about all that fun shit later. Right now, you need to take care of the basics. Okay. So don't rush with coming up with a brand. Take some time to really think about it. What do you want the name of your business to convey? What colors go along with that? We often rush into this area without giving it much consideration. You know, my favorite color is purple, so I'm gonna make my logo purple. Business doesn't work like that. Branding is very important. I won't really go too deep into it here, but feel free to delve into that topic with our free guide. It's called How to Brand Your Startup. I think you can find it in our store. If for any reason it's not there, just leave a message in the Unleashed Facebook group and I'll get it to you. But if you go to lionessmagazine.com, I do think it's underneath the store that we have on there. It's totally free, so download it. It's called How to Brand Your Startup. But just another touch on branding. Again, we get so caught up in that kind of stuff. And we forget that, again, remember I told you that when it comes to the minute details, there are people who spend years studying colors, what colors people react to in advertising and that sort of thing. So don't just say, my favorite color is purple, so my logo is going to be purple, when maybe the people that you're trying to reach, when they see purple, it makes them not want to buy. Does that make sense? So again, it's called How to Brand Your Startup. That is in the store at lionessmagazine.com. You can take a look at that later at another time. But don't worry about branding and logos and all that things and all those types of things early on. You want to get your business structure down and how the hell you're going to make money. Okay? Moving on. Get a timeline together. Decide what is possible and when. It'll keep you on track and give you some structure. That is also really important because I can't tell you how many people never have their dreams come to fruition because it's something that they just keep talking about or doodling about in a notebook and tossing around the idea. They don't actually get any work done. They don't ever actually execute or get anywhere because they never gave themselves a timeline. Entrepreneurs, we all know, our minds drift all over the place, and focus is important if you plan on bringing this thing to fruition. So get yourself a calendar and create some soft deadlines. For as an example, okay, that research that we said you needed to do early on, give yourself 6 to 8 weeks to complete it, and then check your calendar date off and move on to the next thing that you need to do so you are actually moving your business forward. Plan out visits to your resource sites and set deadlines for business planning. Depending on what your business is, test and launch dates will differ, but make sure you have them. Funding also plays a key role in getting your idea to the market. So spend time evaluating your startup costs. How will you fund them? And how long will it take for you to raise it? There are tons of funding options out there, from crowdfunding to small business loans. You can actually find a few suggestions on our website. If you go to the search engine on our site and you put in these two words, finding funding. If you type finding funding into the search engine at lionessmagazine.com, you will then be fed a number of articles and resources that tells you about different places and different ways that you can find funding. Whether it's how can I raise money at my house this weekend to, you know, get this amount of money to move forward, to how the hell do I pitch my ass off to get money from a VC. So finding funding will give you some suggestions. And last but not least, when it comes to actually launching a business, you must execute. All of the things I've been talking to you about over the last 30 minutes or so, well, almost 30 minutes, I'm trying to get you guys out. Some people do all of the above and still never launched their business, okay? It's usually fear of the unknown that holds us back. We can get everything in order, but it's pointless unless you act on it. So here's how to get going. Here's how to actually freaking execute. That same pen and paper, pull it back up. Here's how you actually execute on launching a business. You do a trial small version of your product or service. Let me repeat that. Do a trial small version of your product or service. get others to try it or use it, and get their feedback while keeping track of successes and failures. You don't wait. Do it. The next thing that you want to do is you want to find a few good friends who will show you some mercy and help you get started. You cannot launch a business by yourself. I don't even think I have enough fingers on my hands to count the number of people who helped us launch lionessmagazine.com. Tons of people came to play, whether it was a really small role and it was a one-time thing to a repeated thing. You cannot launch a successful business by yourself. I don't care what your mom told you, what your sister's friends, brothers, uncle told you. You are going to need help if you want to launch a bomb-ass startup or traditional business. And for those of us who currently have day jobs and have the desire and the dream to run our own business, for the love of God, keep your day job. Don't go out on your own until it's time. Do not do that. I want to say that under the store as well, you will find a guide about, it's something like how to leave, how to go from employee to entrepreneur, and basically how to transition to being self-employed. Read it. Get it from the store at lionessmagazine.com. We actually give you a detailed step-by-step guide on how to go from being an employee to an entrepreneur. But do not leave your job until you complete those steps. Okay? The next thing, do not let setbacks derail you. You're going to develop tough skin on this journey. You're going to need to, especially when it comes to the feedback area. Nobody likes to be told that, hey, guess what? This part sucks. This shit sucks when somebody tells you that. Because you feel like, oh, this is your baby. This is your idea. This is your dream. It's perfect because you dreamed it up. But the best thing that you can do is pay attention to the feedback that you get so that you can fix whatever's not working so it can work, so your business can move forward, so you can make money. Take in what others say, digest it, and evaluate it. If you need to cry, do it in your pillow at home. Not when it's business time. Cry later, work now. But feedback is important. And I'm not talking about feedback from your friends. I'm talking about from your target audience. Remember I told you to do a trial small version of your product or service? Those people who are using it, get their feedback, take it, and pay attention to it. Not your friends. Your friends, you're going to want them to show you some mercy and help you. But they're not the people who are giving you feedback. It's your actual target audience. The next thing is, when it actually comes to launching a business and getting it off the ground, really freaking doing it, you have to work a little on it every single day. Every day. Do not let long spans of time lapse. Time can be the number one dream killer. The longer you go without working on your passion project, the more likely you are to give up. One of the most important things when launching a startup is consistency. Yes, I know all of your favorite entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs, all of them, they talk about persistence, and that's great. Persistence is important too. But consistency is what builds dope-ass companies. Consistent work and consistent quality. And we've all been there, whether it's for other companies that we work for, whatever it is in our lives, where something gets a little tough, it gets a little uncomfortable. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it Friday. Next thing you know, a month has gone by, you haven't done squat. So work on it a little every day, even when you, and especially when you don't feel like it. Last but not least, stay motivated. I don't care if it's daily affirmations, which I know some people want to roll your eyes at. I've been saying my daily affirmations every day. My business has not moved along. Listen, I don't care if it's daily affirmations, prayer, meditation, kissing an Oprah poster every day, YouTube motivational videos. You better find something that puts a fire under your ass. Here's the thing about daily affirmations. They only work if you work them. So yeah, repeating your favorite mantra and all that good stuff, it's great. But you also have to do the work. And it's the daily affirmations, the prayer, the meditation, that other stuff that gets you through the tough times. Okay? So, like I said, find something that puts a fire under your ass. I don't care if it's a song, whatever the hell it is. I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs get fired up and then they burn out quickly. You need to stay inspired on the daily to pull something like a startup off. You have to, because it gets tough. And then you feel like, you know what? I don't want to work on it today. And so I don't care if it's a song, it's a video. Like I said, kiss your Oprah poster, hug a bunch of money. I don't care what it is. But there has to be something that inspires you in those tough moments to get through to the next great one. Okay? So what are some other startup decisions you need help with? What are some other things that you feel like, you know what, I'm not really sure about this when it comes to starting my business, and you feel like it's holding you up? There are some ways that we can help you with that, okay? If you feel like, I'm not sure why I'm being held up from launching my business or taking my business to the next level. If you haven't utilized it already, you can get one free, basically a mini coaching session. At Lioness, we call them a strategy session. One strategy session where you can talk about what your problem is with a Lioness coach. If you want to find out or kind of flesh out a little bit, how do I get all over this current hurdle to launch your business or to get to the next level, book yourself your one free strategy session. Again, it's free. You just simply go to, I'm going to give you the website, so get your pen out. You're going to go to Lioness, Lioness dot Setmore, Setmore dot com. That's Lioness dot setmore.com. It's easy breezy, because we have a huge goal about affecting and impacting female entrepreneurship, particularly over the next 3 years by 2021. We are giving out these one-time free strategy sessions to female entrepreneurs all over the globe. You simply go to lioness.setmore.com and you book your one free session. Now, it's a free telephone session. You call your Lioness coach at your scheduled time. You're going to pick whatever time is most available for you. But again, we take this very seriously. So when you set your appointment, we are holding you accountable to keep it. You call that coach at that time that you chose, and she is going to give you some free guidance at that time. We say that this is your first act of accountability. You should make sure you honor your commitment, because it goes back to showing, if you can't keep an appointment with your Lioness coach, how the hell are you going to have the wherewithal and the accountability to launch and scale a business? So it's your first step, and we're going to hold you accountable. You go to lioness.setmore.com, you book your appointment, you call your coach at that appointed time, and you talk to her about what your current hurdle is or your question is when it comes to starting your business. A lot of times, it's dealing with the fear or the uncertainty that we're facing about starting our business. Because I just laid you out actual physical things that you can do to start your business. But the internal stuff, man, it can screw you up if you don't deal with it and face it. So, as always, I love our Thursday chats. Next time, you'll probably be hearing from Coach Dom with some lovely, awesome, much-needed personal development. As always, go to our Unleashed Facebook group. Tell us what you're thinking about today's call. If you have any questions, if there's a particular resource that you want me to go back and post in the Unleashed group, let me know what it is and I can do that. Just go into the Unleashed group, say, hey, Natasha, I need you to go post the link to whatever. I'd be glad to get it for you. Remember, funding questions, go to lionessmagazine.com. In the search engine plugin, Finding Funding, we'll give you a few options and a couple of resources for you to consider. I love you guys. I I hope that you execute on your startup and your business ideas. There are 1,288 women per day in the United States launching businesses, and we want you to be one of them. As always, unleash the lioness within and rock the day, and I shall catch you next time.